Please welcome to the show a Mobro who's joined us at North Mobart right now at Room for Amoni, who has pledged to ride, get this, 1,000 kilometres during the month of November. It can only be Gus Balker. You brought your own fan squad here, Gussie. Very, very impressive. So can you tell us, 1,000 kilometres, have you done it? Are you finished already?
Yeah, so just ticked it over this morning, actually.
Another round. Here. Yeah. 1,000 kilometres, ticked it over this morning. What time did you get up this morning to go for a ride?
I think got up about 5:45 and just rode up the Bonnet just as a bit of a social ride and then straight to the Pony for a coffee.
Yeah, just a nice little social ride to the Bonnet. Talk to me about that, Jim, you know what I mean, every Monday.
Well, Gussie, can I ask you, you got a little cheer squad here and it must, you know, feel great for them, you know, to ride with you to celebrate the end of it, but also, you know, you're a bit upset. Most of these blokes didn't do much at all. You're doing all the hard work.
Nah, not at all. Like, most of them, so Tommy Chapman over there has ticked over a fair few this month. My brother Tom's also participated in it as well, so he's given it a crack. And then Louis, Dave, Soph and Liam, they've all participated in most of my rides this month as well. So some way, shape or form, they've all contributed to it. So it's been great to get out and pedal the legs with them.
Yeah, now you've got, as we said, you've got a good crew here. You've said a lot of them have joined you on rides. Do you all ride together most of the time, or are you sometimes by yourself? Or
yeah, usually just depends on availability at the end of the day.
Or so, sleep-ins.
Weekends is usually for me the best time of the month or week that I can kind of get out on a longer ride. But yeah, during the week's kind of solo or whoever's available at the end of the day. So
Gussie, 1,000 k's, well done, mate. But why did you want to do this?
So Movember have this initiative which is Move for Movember, which is 60 kilometres in the month of November to promote the awareness for 60 suicides lost each hour around the world to men's related health issues. So I took it upon myself to kind of push myself out, challenge myself to do 1,000 k's. So I was a keen rider before that, but kind of just wanted to kind of get out, meet more people and promote mental health and awareness the month of November. So that's what I've done.
And how's it been? I know, so you got some of your mates here today, but that's, you know, something Nathan and I are very passionate about, Movember. That's why we're on this bus. You know, it's why we're with Tommy Windsor. Where is he? Somewhere around here.
He's already had enough, Tommy Windsor. He's had off.
But, all right, Mike's gotten out here. A few tech issues. No, there we go. I was just saying, I guess, you know, we're really passionate about it, but, you know, do you feel like we're still doing enough? Do you feel like we're having enough conversations as blokes?
I think so, and I think that's part of the reason why it's a really good cause, because me personally, I don't...
Oh, wait, your mic's cut out, mate. I'll give
you some. We're moving too far away from the... We might be moving too far away from the bus. That's my fault. I'm blocking it. I'm a bit...
The big fella.
Right? Yeah, good.
We're back.
Yeah, so I think that it's... Yeah, me personally, I don't usually grow on Mo, so I think that stigma is kind of like there and it's creating the conversation. But I think more so it's just breaking down that stigma and making it more of a kind of like a common reality to be able to speak up and say that you're not going through, if you are experiencing a tough time, like knowing how to adapt to those situations. So I think that over time, and especially in my generation, it's kind of become more of a commonality, which has been good. And it's, you know, if you are battling, it's something that you shouldn't really be ashamed of. You should just be able to speak your voice, and it's okay to feel down. So I know that I've kind of like gone through my tough ups and downs over the road, and I've had a lot of close friends around me to be able to support me through that. So.
Well, mate, look, you know, as someone who's struggled myself, I think it is, you know, moments like this, hopefully, it's really hard to have a... Give me a mic that works.
No, it's all our microphones do it.
Sorry, yeah. It's very, very hard to have a deep and meaningful conversation when your mic's cutting out halfway through.
It again. There we go.
One of these
just
mics.
Just keep powering on.
Got to work. No, look, mate, just want to say, look, give him another round of applause, Gussie, mate. It's moments like these that inspire people, you know, to have these conversations. And you're right, breaking down the stigma, and I feel like we have come a long way. But, mate, you should be very proud of yourself, and hopefully, you know, someone's listening to the show this morning and inspires them maybe to do something next year, whether it be grow a mo or even partake in a fitness opportunity to, break down a bit of that stigma about men's mental health.
Gussie, thank you so much for joining us, mate. All right, you've got another 1,000 kilometres to go. Back on your bike.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.